Indie Face Radio.
Radio banging in your speakers. Other stations wanna be us, but they sound weaker. Terrible T and Corn DZ be your host. Coming to you live straight from the West Coast. Yeah, we greatest. Keep y'all updated. Stay tuned in and we gon' hit you with the latest news in the game. Food for your brain with the sun or the rain. We gon' help y'all maintain. Spit a couple lines and watch me kill them with the flow. Wanna see your live taping? Just select the video. Indie Face in your face all day, live on the air. See you hear us anywhere, yeah.
Indie Face Radio.
Welcome to Indie Face Radio Show, the home of everything independent.
Of course.
This is a show that caters to all the independents out there. I'm talking about independent thinkers, rappers,
most
independent
definitely.
Singers, dancers, graffiti artists, independent, whatever you are. This show is about you.
Yeah, most definitely. And your mama.
That's what's up. Well, independent means not controlled by others, not requiring or relying on others. So if that fits you, this show is your show, and this is your home.
Of course, make sure you hit us up.
Our number is wide open. Our phone lines are wide open right now.
1-800-893-9562. 1-800-893-9562.
That's what I'm talking about. I go by the name of Mr. Corn DZ, your 6'3 Gemini, doing it like I'm doing it for TV with my co-host.
This is Terrible T, man. Man with the most. You know I don't take no
Can we curse on this show?
You know, I said we can, but I don't want to, man.
Okay, there we go. We're going to keep it PG-13.
We still in elementary school. We ain't got the high school yet.
Okay. So we're going to keep it family friendly. So just in case you're rolling, you got your Skid Row app up and you're bumping, you know, Indie Face Radio.
You're going to
play it with the kids in there?
Yeah.
Or they may have to plug their ears every now and then.
Like this.
Well, yo, let me see. It feels great to be back up in the building.
That's right, man.
You know, exposing the world to all these independent artists.
Yeah, man. And we got a lot today, man.
That are talented.
Look, today what we're going to do is we're going to concentrate on indie music, man.
Okay.
We got a lot of people going to call in. We got two call-in interviews, but we're going to try to play some of this music, man, from people. You know, when I was going through some of the music, I was thrown back, man.
Just kind of amazed that these people are signed and on major labels.
Lord have mercy.
But you know what? I have to be honest. I'm torn because sometimes when they get on the independent, you know, record label, they kind of switch up and they have to kind of conform to what the record label wants to be.
You're
so
right.
I really do enjoy the indie artists because they're able to do what they want to do and not controlled by anybody else. So it's that pure passion that they have for the music that they just want people to hear.
Yeah, man.
We got a great response. The show last year.
Last week. It was a great show, man. Everybody tuned in, man. Was showing us much love, man. You know,
a lot of people called in after the show
and was like, you know, man, you guys are putting it down, man. And you know what? This show is for independent artists.
Right.
First and foremost, okay?
No doubt.
And we had a lot of indie record labels say, you know, we want our artists to be on there. You know,
publicists
hit us up. But we also have some majors that hit us up, and they already know that this show is not for them, but they showing us much love. They say, hey, man, you guys go ahead and do what you got to do. We know we can't get our artists on there because we know you guys are all about the indie thing, you know? And I want to give a shout out to a few of them. That's
Hannah
Summer over at E1.
Okay, what's up?
Yeah, Alvin Stafford at Rap-A-Lot.
Rap-A-Lot in the building.
Yeah,
Lisa. Old school Rap-A-Lot.
Yeah, Lisa Rap-A-Lot, Burton.
Rap-A-Lot's been around for a minute.
Of course, you know, I used to work for Rap-A-Lot.
I know you used to work for Rap-A-Lot.
Yeah, yeah. Lisa Burton.
What's the first artist that you think of when you say Rap-A-Lot?
Ghetto Boys.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, you know.
Yeah, Ghetto Boys. You know?
Yep. Lisa Burton and Richie Albert
What's up?
Juggernaut Sounds.
Big shout.
Mo Hirimoto over at Atlantic.
Oh, yes. Indeedy.
And my main man, Roger Scott at Warner Brothers, man. What's up?
Roddy Rod. That's what's up. So big shout out to, you know, all our friends in the industry doing their thing, you know, at the major labels, you know. But, you know, they love music. They got the same passion we have for music. So they can appreciate what we're doing, and they always want to get involved. And like I said, we got a lot of hits on our Facebook page, which is Indie Face Radio.
Of course, make sure you hit that up.
A lot of people sent over music.
Yes, they did. Hoping to be heard on the next show.
So yeah. So if you want to get in, hit us up on our Facebook page, which is Indie Face Show.
Indie Face Radio.
Got that twisted up. Okay.
Indie Face Radio, man.
Yeah. So hit us up there. Leave a message. We make sure that we hit you back. You know, it's not our people hitting you back. It is definitely us hitting you back.
It's us.
Yeah.
We controlling it, man.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what I love.
Yeah.
Because that's what independent is.
That's what
not
independent
controlled by not controlled anybody by else.
I like you doing your homework.
Yeah, man. That's how we do, man.
You're off the chain, man.
And and keep your ears open because, you know, we may start a little campaign,
mm-hmm.
Kickstarter and all these other, you know, social, you know, media, wealth building platforms that, you know, you guys can help out. So if you want to contribute, you know, even if it's $5, just to go toward, you know, the help of putting independent artists out there to the world.
Well, you know what, man? I want to play two songs back to back, man.
Okay.
We have
independent artists, I would assume.
And we have two call-in interviews,
okay.
Brett Dismuke and Young Slab.
Brett.
We might try to get in Big Rule up in here, man. So, you know, we'll see what's up. So these two songs back to back. Indie Face Radio, man. That's how we get down.
That's what's up.
We'll be back.
Check this out.
Hey, DJ!
I know you're going to dig this. At lunch.
Yeah! It's lunch, man. Hope's Nation. And I'm back. I know why y'all friend of me, man. I know why. Check it out. Lunch is back. No, homie, I ain't done yet. I got a new whip. I'm Randy Floss Sons. Yeah. Westside, homie, we back, y'all. Haters despise me. I keep it spicy. Don't like me. But I don't give a word. Them suckers know what's up. I tell this. About to put them things on Black Caddy. Look twice, we got big heat like Shaq Daddy.
Dang.
Got the problem with the coast.
Why?
Cause everybody hating on us. At the same time, everybody waiting on us. Snoop gave us a shout out, that's cool. I got mouths to feed, homeboy, that's rabbit food. Lights, camera, ready for action. I got guaranteed shooters, call them jump actions. Beat gang, we all hell with the toast. Just mad cause I'm the king of the coast. The don't like me. Well, I'm broke. Go ahead and save us, gang.
Save us, gang.
They just mad because I never asked for features. Still put up numbers like math teachers.
Yeah.
The flow is mean. 8-14 is a team. Close is clean. 2 scoops. Yeah, I double the cream. Playing with dough like I'm Cruz McDuck. A mental suck. That's why the coast is f***ed up. Drop it like a Lolo. I'm loco for show, though. Give me the camera. My personality is my promo. I'm what the IE got. I want super bread. And your whole clique suck like super. It's lunchtime, homie, you ready for the dinner yet?
Uh-huh.
I'm underground, so I ain't affected by the internet. I got the questions, tell me you got the answer.
Ooh.
You whack, this is California cancer.
Don't represent, homie. In my hood, I get like Larry Flint's, homie. I'm a madman, real don't make up dances. Nowadays, fake getting all the chances. Make your pants under circumstances. I'm getting a house built while y'all blow advances. Yeah, y'all stuck like Chuck. I'm on a trip tonight. The only way you see parents on simple life. Y'all hating. Only young hustler. I can see your heart. I never trust you. Old move, new do like me. I'm a grinder, and you don't like me. You don't like what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? You can't do it. It's lunch. H-O-M, the next is in it.
Everywhere over swimming pools, 10, 20, yo, 40 acres in the mule. Rich dudes, shareholders, corporate mind state. Infatuated with paper, another blind date. The crime rate guaranteed to the maximum. Chirac, Vietnam, still blasting them. Afghani Cali, liquid nicotine rally. Motorola comp, she went from Gold's Gym to Bally. Saw white boys getting major brain in the alley. I'm cognizant of everything, you can't get nothing past me. Right beyond average, but still mainstream. But ain't your average rapper out here spitting mainstream. I'm in the know and I'm foreclosing your studios. Just take the easy way out, you sound so-so. Generation Z don't know the word original. Just keep the physical, I'm just speaking in general. Y'all say a bunch of dumb shit, but think it's lyrical. Individuals, IQs is minuscule. No dedication, no patience, no room for revenue. I'm out of your league, please, nobody into you. Five-star general, team consists of captains. Black gold ceiling tiles, marble-based fountains. Living like a king, sit back and absorb the wealth. Grand American philosophy, I stand by myself. Move along, rule along the known. Ain't your future home, no feeling shown. Wrong move, snooze, and we gon' shatter bones. You on your own, spend all your paper until your savings gone. Some of y'all the man in your house, but ain't the man in your home. 95% of these rappers is laboratory clones. Leading hats everywhere that they stay, but they ain't rolling stones. Rapid fire you and your squad, you in the danger zone. Gassed up and trying to turn up, or leave your brains blown. I'm the future, I'm a ruler, dictator, rap guru. Brand every word that I say, my voice a tattoo. You a bunch of slick ideas, don't make you an entrepreneur. Every word that come out your mouth is bull manure. 32 plus 10 and you still ain't mud to it. Only advice I got for you is to seek something new. God's effects with these words, I'm coming straight up out the sewer. Trying to box me in, you win, but still remain the loser. Team consistent captains, improper factions. Bank accounts haywire, Maserati action. Money on pallets, shrink wrapped off the Paris. My team sitting lavish, went from condos to palaces. Five-star general, team consistent captains. Black gold ceiling tiles, marble-based fountains. Living like a king, sit back and absorb the wealth. Grand American philosophy, I stand by myself.
Would you live in the United States of America? Would you break the law if the police is coming to you? Are you a spy? Is the government looking for you? Would you need a getaway? Call us at Equascape. We know you are in trouble and you need to hide. We helped you. At Equascape, we make sure nobody finds you. We moved you to one hype place and then another hype place. We have people in China, Russia, and Cuba. Don't worry, they work with us. Look what Julian Assange said about us on Equatimes. Equascape.
Boy, we done tapped into some other satellite. We doing our thing.
That's
man.
Right.
What's up,
this
man?
This is Indie Face Radio Show. Indie Face
Indie
Radio
Face,
Show.
Indie Face, man.
Home
all
of everything
day.
Independent. And we hit you off with a double header right there of independent artists. The first one came from the homie Lunch.
Yeah.
From Homeless Nation 909.
And the second
representing
one.
The IE.
Oh, yeah,
that,
he did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That joint's called They Don't Like Me. And he's pretty much talking about not making it in the entertainment industry because a lot of haters out there. So he's like, they kind of love to hate him. So that's what's up. Big shout out to Lunch. And then we had
my main man, Cool, from the
Cool.
Noon Entertainment that was
hot.
On last week, man, you know.
And who does the open for the show.
Does
the
opening for the show, man.
Real hot,
does
real hot.
Hey, man, you know what? I think we got our first interviewer on the line.
I think
it's Brett Dismuke. Let's go to him right quick. What up? What up? What up,
Brett?
What up,
Brett? What's up, man?
Mr. Mogul himself, Brett Dismuke.
Oh,
you doing your thing, boy.
Well, with no further delay, we gotta introduce this, and we gotta do it way big because this is a brother who really, really can say started from the bottom. Now
nice.
We
here.
Because he definitely started on a, you know, independent grind. You know, he just kind of had that hustle that I'm telling you, that his work ethic was incredible.
Most definitely. Most
I remember
definitely.
From back in the day, you know, Biv 10, Motown, that, all that. So he goes way back in the industry and even before that. So, you know, with no further delay, let's go ahead and welcome the one and only
Brett Dismuke.
That's how you do it. What's up, man?
Love. I appreciate the love.
Hey, man, so you be jet setting all around town, man. What coast are you on?
You know what? I'm actually right now for another day or so. But, yeah, the travel schedule is kind of crazy right now. I'm back and forth between here and Atlanta. You know, we're about to go into film festival season, so
yeah,
I gotta
of course.
Be in New York, and Toronto, and Nashville, and you know. But it's all good.
So
you know
you're,
I love what I do.
So you're originally from Chi-Town, though. You're originally from Chicago, and then you moved out
of
to
course,
the West Coast,
man.
The best coast, right?
Oh man, so shy all day long. born and raised in Chicago, and then I went to college in L.A. And I
you
just
went to, you went to SC, didn't you? Didn't you go to SC?
Yeah. Yeah, man. You doing your thing for real, man. Hey, man, you know, I know you from the starting out working on the music side, man. Now you over in the movie side, man. How was that transition for you, man? And I know you like what you're doing now, but you got a chance to taste the music industry back in the day when they was really putting it down, man.
Now, let me tell you something. I, you know, when I was in the music industry, that was the heyday of the business.
I know.
It was a cash cow business.
Ooh,
we had expense accounts.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Hey, we traveled around with artists. It was crazy. You know, but and you know, I feel like creativity that you know was on display at that point in time, you know, I mean, you can feel the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't just about, oh, who has, you know, the hottest record on iTunes. Let's go sign them. A&R, you know, people actually went and found people and developed them and worked with them and honed them. But I'm not going to get on that soapbox. But to answer your question.
Now, Brett.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, Brett, how did you get into the music industry off the top? Did you start off as an intern somewhere? Did you know somebody who knew somebody? Because, I mean, it's a real competitive, you know,
very
industry out there.
More so now, though, but
everybody's looking for that door to slide on up in there. It's a real sexy industry now. Everybody want to get in it. So, you know, how could you tell somebody who want to get in it, you know, the best way to slide up in there?
Yeah.
Man, you got to chase. You got to no fight. As we call it, and that was the intern game. Let me tell you, when I started, I was a freshman at the University of Southern California, and a frat brother of mine, Montel Jordan, was shopping his demo.
Is that right?
Yes,
this is how we do it.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yes.
Man, Hey, he recorded that in the bathroom. But yo, let me tell you something.
Wow.
Hey, no, that's real talk. But let me tell you. But you know, so he was shopping his demo, and then he got signed to Def Jam, and he was like, "Yo, I know you came all the way out here to L.A. to get in this music industry, so I'm gonna take you under my wing.
There
I'm
you
gonna
go.
Take you in the studio. I'm gonna take you, you know, on these promo tour dates, and just so you can get a feel for it. And doing that." Introduced me to Steve Cook.
Wow, because Steve, 15, that's the homie.
Yeah.
Steve is my man to this day.
That's and,
how is Steve doing? Where is he? Is he still in the industry?
Yeah, Steve is at Capital EMI.
Okay, he's at Capital. All right, then.
Okay.
I'll let him down.
Okay, so Steve bought you on in?
Yeah, so, you know, I was interning for Steve Cook and Michael Bivins over at Biz 10.
Oh, man.
And then that led to a job with, you know, Polygram, and then after Polygram, it just took off. Polygram, Def Jam, MCA, Universal, Hollywood Records.
So
and,
yeah.
and
you were doing
before I knew it.
Yeah.
You were doing a lot of the marketing and promotions and all that over there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing artist development.
Artist development, yeah.
The guru.
Then, I was actually doing some A&R work, you know, Mitchell Lee was putting together the urban soundtracks over there, Hollywood Records, so we just say The Last Dance, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and that was around the time, so I put in 10 years in the music industry, and, you know, it kind of imploded because of the digital download.
Exactly.
I had to go modify my hustle, and so I took, you know, my marketing expertise.
Exactly.
And took that over to independent film. And so I did, you know, Urban Works, Ventura, First Look, and Image for the last 7 years. And so I'm now in my 10th year of the film.
Ain't
business.
That something? God is good, boy. And, you know, I followed you all the way. You know, I was always right there, man. Just like, Brett, man, he's doing his thing, man. He co-signing stuff. He green lighting things, and I'm picking up DVDs and see your name on the back of them, and artists is shouting your name out at film festivals, and I'm like, I know this Negro, I know him.
Yeah.
That Brett Dismuke.
Yeah, it's good to hear Brett doing this thing, you know, on the next level. Because I remember Brett, BT. I met Brett through BT as well, and a lot of cats over at Def Jam. I think it was Tanika who was it? Tanika Smith or somebody over at Def Jam. So
yeah, love Smith.
Brett, you're now the president of what company?
I'm the president of Moguldom Entertainment.
Wait, hold on. Rewind, you're the president of what?
Moguldom Entertainment.
And tell us a little bit about Moguldom Entertainment and what your duties are going to be like.
Right, so Moguldom Media Group is the parent company for, we have a portfolio of 9 websites, which include Bossip, Madame Noir, Hip Hop Wired, so on and so forth.
Okay.
So all of our websites cater to the African-American or the Latino experience.
Okay.
So what they did was they said, well, you know what, since we have these websites and we know what people are talking about on our message boards, what stories they're posting, what stories they're debating, let's make some documentaries about those topics.
Right.
So after the company, you know, produced 6 of those, they decided, yo, we actually, if we're going to really be in this film business, we got to go get somebody that's in the film business. And so that's how I came on board to come, you know, run that division. And so we're going to be doing documentaries, staying true to, you know, the culture of our website. But then starting next year, we're also going to add feature films that mix. We're going to add some stand-up comedy and some stage plays. And we're going to, you know, diversify that content. And eventually we're going to add music to it.
Okay.
Scripted series for television. Like, we really trying to be moguls around
here. That's what's up. Now,
you doing it. I'm just sitting back with my lips wide open like, yeah.
Now, Brett, a quick question, man. You know, it's a lot of people out there, independent producers, of writers, course. And just independent thinkers. Is there a way, any type of way that, you know, I don't know how transparent the company is, where somebody can reach out to you
right.
and kind of like pitch you something that they think, you know, might be game changing? Is there a way that they can contact the company? You guys got a website?
Check this out. This is what I do. I give out email addresses. You know, I don't.
Woo. Brett, for real.
They need me.
Brett, for real. You've been real from day one.
I know.
Email address is bdismu, first initial, last name, at moguldom.com. Get directly at me. I will tell you if we can get down with your content
wow.
or not.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what's up.
Like that.
That is what's up, man. That's large work there.
Hey, Brett, give the people that again, man.
Bdismu.
Okay.
D is the boy, D is in David, I S, M is in Mary, U K E at moguldom, moguldom.com.
That's what's up, man. And if you didn't catch that, we'll make sure we put that on our Facebook page too.
And if anybody is listening to this show and you email me from this show, say that in your email.
That's
what I'm talking
to the
about.
Front of the line.
So I can share the love with y'all.
That's right. What's up, man. Good looking out.
Hey,
we definitely
Brett,
appreciate
man,
that, Brett.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, man. I know you're a busy man, man. But
good.
I want to ask you something, man. A writer, an actor, a producer, you know, someone that's trying to get into the game. What advice would you give someone, let's say they just got off the Greyhound bus today, they got nothing but a dream and a dollar, what could you tell them, man, about this business, man?
Let me tell you something. The ground zero of this business are the independent film festivals, ABFF, Urban World, IBFF, HBF, Pan African Film Festival. And the reason why, you know, that's so important is because there are hundreds of people just like them that are attending these festivals. And these festivals are not just to highlight a film that you currently have finished, but it's also to go to panels. And it's
right.
to network and build with other people. So if you're a writer, you can't do anything without knowing a producer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So
right.
if you're
right.
a writer and you go to these film festivals and you're sitting there in the panel and there's a producer sitting in that panel listening uh-huh. to the same thing you're listening to, y'all start chopping it up, and then the next year, y'all have a project together in that festival. That's how it works.
That's how
you
it works.
I mean? And so, you know, these independent film festivals are the lifeline of the independent film business.
You're right
period.
About that.
That's what's up, yeah. man. Well, we definitely appreciate you joining us today. We still got to get you in the studio.
Yeah, man.
In
next
the
time
studio
you got some time,
so you can
man.
Really
you come over there,
chop
man.
It up with us,
chop
man.
Chop it up and toast it up, man.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, I would love to come by and chop it.
Well, we appreciate you joining us for the time that you have. And like I said, we want you to come on in when you can. You keep on doing your thing, man. You're making your boys proud,
yes,
man.
Yes, you are, man.
Because, I mean, I would love to go up in a bar and be like, yes. And they'd be like, oh, what do? I'm the president.
I'm the president. That's right. That's right.
Anything behind president, it's all good. They stop it when they hear president.
Brad, man, this is your boy, Terrible T, man. You've always been there for me, man. And I'm so proud of you, man.
Oh, I appreciate that, brother.
Hey.
Corn. I mean, like you said, we go back to the 90s.
That's
you
right.
know what I mean?
Hey, Brad, how your little one doing, man?
Oh, he's good, man. He's 15 years old. He's taller than me. You know, he's doing great. Hey, listen, A&B student, starting baseball player for his high school.
Okay.
All is good.
That's what's up,
that's
man.
What's up. Keep us posted, man. Keep us updated, please.
All right, man. That's Brett Dismuke, man. Thanks for checking in
all
with
right.
us, man. We're going to play some more independent artists, man. Let's do a back-to-back, man, right quick. Take a little break.
That's what I'm talking about. Indie Face Radio.
Yes, baby.
Scared to empty out die. I make rap music, but don't confuse it. Twin 40s in my coat make clap music. Niggas, we played these games before. Therefore, y'all know why to spray these things before. Just cruising through the hood, I see a lot of new faces. Old places, cold cases that never get solved. Niggas never get involved. Cause crabs in the bucket love to see a nigga fall. It's action, I can see it through my hustler's eye. Make me wanna suck this whole motherfucker dry. Fort Worth got a nigga mentality, y'all fucked up. Being famous ain't a reality. I love my hood, but I love my life. And this nigga gotta die cause I love my wife. And this coke gotta sell, that's why I move it all night. If I can do that, I'll be doing all right.
It's a shame what a hustler gotta go.
It's a shame what a hustler gotta go.
This money can't wait just to get me this money.
I can't.
You never have a thing.
Nobody gon' listen, but fuck that, I done made my decision. Got two turntables and a microphone. Started throwing parties, then a light went on. I can make a record, plus I got a gift. I'm digging in these crates, finding guitar riffs. There was only one problem, the money was slow. The old school nigga said it's money and snow. I was 17 already getting money from hoes. Doing dumb shit, down to put a gun in your nose. Nigga, this Fort Worth, streets get bloody and cold. Saw a diamond, wondered how we get money for those. Had to choose between school or get money, I chose. And ain't letting up or falling off for none of you hoes.
It's a shame what a hustler
got. It's a shame what a hustler
got. Get this money, gotta
go.
Get things on change, you never have a thing. So why would you think I'd wait?
Trophies and medals, still pushing something forward through the streets of the ghetto. Keep a weapon on my person, I'm cursing pigs who wanna fuck with me cause it ain't my first offense. I go hard on the bar, had hard from the start. Used to roll my daddy's cars from the yard. Catch a bullet scar, acting like you hard when you soft. You faking like you gangster, lives could get lost. I like to protect mine, my knife with tech nine. Can't let your shitty future affect mine.
It's a shame what a hustler gotta go through. Money can't wait on me. If you think small change, you never have a thing. So why would you think I'd wait on you?
What up?
This is Indie Face Radio Show, the home of everything independent. I go by the name of Mr. Corn Deezy, your 6'3 Gemini, doing it like I'm doing it for TV, along with my co-host.
Terrible T, man. Y'all know I don't take no shh.
Doing it live and direct in your ear hole. And if you want to holler at us, please reach out to us.
1-800-893-9562. That was my
one
homie.
One more game. What's that number, man?
1-800-893-9562.
So that was at Erotic D?
Erotic D, man.
All right, straight out of where?
Dallas, man.
Dallas, representing.
You know what, man? I think we got another homie on the phone, man.
Okay, we're so before we go any further and bump some more independent music, we got an independent artist right here on our hotline. So with no further delay, we'd like to introduce you to some and present to others. It's the one and only.
I think it's Young Slab, man. Let's see what's up, man. Are you there? What's up, man?
Young Slab.
Oh, this Big Rule, baby.
Oh, Big Rule.
Oh, Big Rule.
Big Rule. I thought it was Young Slab. That's Big Rule. All right, man.
Is that another independent artist?
That's another independent
that's
artist,
what I'm talking
man.
About, man.
What's happening, man?
Man, you know what I'm saying? Just percolating and circulating, doing the damn thing.
Hey, man. You know what?
From where? Where you represent?
Oak Cliff all day.
Oak Cliff,
Dallas,
yeah.
Texas.
And we got that song, Oak Cliff Clean, man, that's going to be coming up, man.
That's what's up, Oak Cliff. How long you been putting in work, man? Blessing everybody with your music.
Man, been putting in work. About 20 deep on the cool.
You heavy in the game.
I started out on the blacktops, man. I'm talking about back in the battle phase.
You'd be considered a triple OG. Being in the game that long.
They know it. They know it.
And they already know, huh?
What's up with this music scene right now, man? Are you liking it? Are you feeling it, man? What's your take on it, man? Come on. Keep it real with me.
You want me to just speak honestly?
Room.
Now, you know me and you go back like two flat tires. You know I want you to keep it real.
You know me and you, bro. We fast. You know,
you liking it? You hating it? What's up, man?
Honestly speaking, I just say this: it's a lot of repetition in the game.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It's a lot of buddy hustling going on.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of people that's, you know, sounding like each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody come out hot, then next thing you know, it's somebody else come out want to sound like him, so he can move as far, you know, as the last person.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Originality is driving the game right.
Yeah, man, I got
see,
you.
It's
I
unfortunate, you know, a lot of these record labels, that's what they do. They see somebody hot, they like, oh, we got to sign somebody who sounds just like them.
Exactly,
who ain't them.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
they killed the individualism.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. So what makes you, you know, step away? What makes you a little different, you know, from everybody else that's out there right now?
Well, I say it like this. I ain't gonna say that I'm much different than a lot of people out there, but I'm a lyricist. I take pride in what I put out. And ain't nobody else out there gonna sound like me. Can't nobody do me but. And I ain't trying to sound like nobody else. I come with that homegrown.
Hey, man, you keeping it real. You keeping it real, man. So if anybody out there listen to this show, listen to all these crazy sounds, that's me messing up, man. I'm touching buttons I ain't supposed to be touching. They up there hitting my fingers saying, boy, if you don't get your big fingers off them buttons.
Get
the big. Hey, but big rule, man, I appreciate you calling in, man. And for people that's trying to get at you, man, want to listen to your music, why don't you give them all your social information, man, so they can reach out to you.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to keep it real with the whole nation. Big Rule is a Facebook junkie.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to get that out, man.
You be on the internet.
You can get me on Facebook. Gregory Big Rule Collin.
There you go.
Just that simple.
That's it, man.
Just that simple.
Well, hey,
that's
man.
That's what's up, man. Well, we appreciate you being, you know, independent, doing your thing.
You got
a song. Grind is rough.
You got a song called Oak Cliff Clean that we're going to play right now, man. Appreciate you for checking in with us, man.
Most definitely, man. Yeah, and yeah. Hey, I just want to give a shout out to y'all boys and let y'all know it's Floss Daddy Entertainment.
Yes,
Industry Inc. Industry Killer.
That's what I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Industry Killer.
All right, man. Keep on checking in with us, man. That's all good.
What's up.
That's Big Rule, man. Out of
Dallas.
Already,
baby.
All right, man.
Y'all take care.
All right, peace.
Some fly in my shirt, grease in my jeans, I'm paid up, I'm chained up, baby. I'm Oak Cliff Clean.
player made. A lot of haters sweat me, so I drink a lot of hater aid. Bricks be pulling escapades, all up in my Escalade. They look like they was having fun, you know I had to investigate. It's something about my look, the way I walk, the way I talk. The envy that fills the jealous hearted when they see a player flop. Above the status of a goon, a henchman, I shot call and set it off. I may be nothing in your neck of the woods, but in Dallas, Texas, I'm a boss. Yup, something on my shirt, political the hoodness. Coordinated with my cap and J's, blowing on that goodness. My chain hang low, I'm posted up with two hood chicks. They both super bad, and they know I make hood flicks. Dallas got beauty queens, looking like they walk right out of your dreams. Of all the cliques in our kingdom, we be the flyest on the scene. Like sweeter than strawberry shortcake, but it ain't Jack without the cream. We like the Cowboys, win or lose, we still America's team. Some fly at my shirt, grease and my jeans are paid up from Jada, baby. I'm Oak Cliff clean. 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 My swag I like. My swag I like. My swag I like. My swag I like. Oak Cliff clean. Oak Cliff clean. Oak Cliff clean. Oak Cliff clean. Fool, what you doing? You ain't me. You ain't FD. No Oak Cliff G. I'm blowing Afghan Vegas, smashing top notch freaks. Like that boy, damn D. I got the D behind me. Swagicidal flows. We even got our own clothes. We just get money. We just get chose. They ain't even got an ass, dog. They already know. They was in the presence of a beast. The minute I came through the door, I am not your average player. I am one of the elite. Dress code affiliated with hustlers and grinders in the street. I'm a soldier in the game. Something fly on my team. And all I gotta do is room for chicks to recognize me. Throw your click in the air. If you live in sucker free, we shut down the whole bar. We ain't worried about cheese. Real recognize real. So I'm respected when I speak. Cause I'm the best there ever was and there ever will be. Something fly at my shirt. And my jeans are paid up from Jada, baby. I'm Oak Cliff clean. 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 My swag I like. 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 Oak Cliff clean. Oak Cliff clean. Oak Cliff clean. Oak Cliff clean. I'm in the line and the hood is just jocking my swag. Jocking my swag.
It's your boy, Terrible T. The name of the show is Indie Face Radio,
yay,
man.
Yay, the catering whole of thing, everything.
All things indie, man. That was your boy, Big Rule. Extended version.
The remix of the remix. I like that, though. That was hot, man.
That was hot. That
Straight
was hot.
Out of Dallas.
Now, you know, we are kind of pressed for time. We got our second interview guest on the line. Without further ado.
Yes, sir.
I was wrong before. Because it could be President Obama. I don't know. Big Rule, that was you, man. You tore it up, man. But next time, send me the short version. I got Young Slab on the line. Young Slab, what up? Hey, Young Slab.
What's good?
What's going on, baby?
Oh, nah, shit, cooling, man. Just cooling.
Oh, yeah, you sound like you on one for sure. You sound like you on a real good one.
Hey, man. You need to talk to Big Rule for taking up all your time. But we're going to try to hit it. That's my boy right there, man. So you got that new single out right now, man. Tell them about you and about the movement and what you're doing down there, man.
Man, I got the hard music movement going on, man, and this new single, No Turning Back, off my new upcoming album, God's Gift. You know, we built this from the ground up.
Of course.
This was a big committed production. You know, my homeboy Big Keys, he's a songwriter. So
I
told him my vision, and he put it in words for me.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, man.
And it's one of them, I feel like it's got potential, man. You know, it's different from what I'm used to doing anyway, you know. I just can't confine myself in the one area. You know, I like to explore different things.
Now you said this one feel like it got potential. You know, I know you go in the studio, you're in there all the time. Y'all bumping some beats. You know, everybody coming with their lyrics. And what makes this one feels like, you know, it's the one.
It's the one. It's the cooker.
It's the cooker.
Because we built it from the ground up. We went in the studio with an idea, and we created the beat from scratch, hook from scratch, wrote all the lyrics right there on the spot. And I feel like it's my biggest single today since, you know, I'm on my fourth CD now.
Fourth CD.
You know what? Quick question. You know, we always like to know how people create their magic in the studio. A lot of times people do the beat first and then they get the lyrics and then they, you know, do the ad-libs and then sometimes do it, you know, vice versa. Which way, you know, do you create your magic and what usually works for you?
Well, you know, I
got to
have my medication.
I know that's right.
The medication.
The medication.
Yes, sir. Is it legal out there? It ain't legal out there yet, is it?
No, you need
to come out here to Cali, boy.
Get you a car.
Yeah, me and Ryan, man, working on
get you one of them cars. Get you one of them cars.
One of them green crosses.
Well, hey, man, you know what?
You get your medication, and then what you do?
And then the creativity come in, man. You know, you just got to be focused on what you set on trying to do and what's going to make your single stand out from everybody else.
Right. Hey.
It's real different.
Shlab.
What's
You've
up?
Been doing this for a minute, man.
Oh, man.
You are one of those cats, man, that's always on the grind. Always on the grind. Anybody trying to get at you for collabs, whatever, how can they reach you, man?
Man, you can email me at hawgmusic@gmail.com, HAWGMUSIK. You can hit me up on Facebook at Young Slab, on Instagram at Hogpen Shouty, on my Twitter at Young Slab 84. Or you can get with my label, Past to Present, ENT, at gmail.com.
Well, hey, man, you know what, man? I appreciate you calling in, man. We will have more time for you. But I want to play that single, man. Got to play that single before you get up out of here, man.
So, Got to, man.
But hold on. Before we get into that, can I ask him a quick question that we always got to ask him? Hey, if you wasn't bumping some Young Slab in the whip, what else you bumping, man? What you feeling right now?
Really that Nip Hustle, man.
Okay.
Nip Hustle.
Yeah. Okay, that's Nip cool, Hustle. Cool. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you calling in with us, man. And we going to spend more time with you in the future, I guarantee you.
But
we finna bump this Young Slab, man.
This is Indie Face Radio Show, the home of everything independent. Let's get
them. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Sit on 1,000 feet off the ground.
This beautiful right here. This beautiful right here.
And no plan no coming down.
No time soon.
There's no turning back.
Once you're gone, you're gone.
There's no turning back.
God's gift. You haters can't see me now. I'm lost where the stars at. Look up in the sky. I'm so far beyond that. Heart is where my home at. That's where all the love at. Told my fall back. I got this shit fall back. Ain't no coming down when you're flying into space. It's sad only if you love rocking shows out of state. But we gon' get this money. But we gon' get this money. I think Beats committed. Paint a vivid picture for me. Joint venture deal. Hog Music still my label. Been signed since 07 to past the present entertainment. God shed light on dark days. So I'ma shine bright. Out of sight, out of mind. Young getting his grind right. I got that appetite. Taking your limelight. Pointing down. See me at the top. Planning that. Never ever touch down. It's crowded at the bottom. Got me feeling like. Just to hate y'all taking off, they descending. Every move is like a movie. Tail top, don't miss it. Southwest Arkansas is the new epidemic. Thank God's gift, the gift that keeps on giving. I refuse to be the one to try. I'm the one that done did it. We came too far to say this rap. I'm in business with wifey now. I took my sons out the hood so they can have their own backyard. Me enough by a crib, still ain't content on how we live. Made some sacrifices, power moves being played. Shrunk my whole circle up, only a few. Stay your investment, your investor. Now to me from from the start. Didn't expect me to step up and take it this far. We hovering, soaring through clouds, while all you can hear is that G4 sound like. Love to right here. Love to right here. And enjoy the fruits of your labor. Lord, live life. Make me appreciate everything I got. Everything I want. Exceed expectations. God's gift.
Would you say that's brown liquor?
That is straight brown liquor music.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you hear me, because we in here partaking in some.
This is Indie Face Radio Show, the home of everything independent. So if you're an independent artist, an independent thinker, rapper, singer, dancer, graffiti artist, hit us up, please.
1-800-893-9562.
Those are the digits.
Hey, you know, a lot of people try to call in, man. It's a fast hour. You know, this is our last 1 hour show. So starting next month, we're gonna be doing the 2 and 3 hours, man. So
I wish the 9 to 5 job went by this fast.
I know that's right.
You know, that's right. 9 to 5, looking at your clock, like, hey man, dang.
We had so many people trying to call in. I'm looking at them, man. We can't get to you, man. But we appreciate the love, man. We appreciate the love.
Funny
we
how
really
time
do,
flies
man.
When you're having fun.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So independent artists, please reach out to us. We do have a Facebook page. Indie Face Radio. So make sure you hit us up, all right? If you want to be featured on Indie Face Radio Show, hit us up. Make sure you, we'll give you our email address, and you got to send over an MP3, send over a picture, send over your bio, so you too can be featured and take center stage right here on Indie Face Radio Show with your boys, Mr. Corn Deezy, the 6'3 Gemini, and the co-host who don't take notes. And you know what? If you're listening and you're enjoying the show, make sure you call your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, and hit up Skid Row Studios.com.
Yeah. Now, you know, we're about to get up out of here, man, but you know, something happened yesterday, man. We lost an icon, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, not to take, bring the show down or anything, but we definitely got to give, you know, love where love is due.
Yeah, man. Dr. Maya Angelou, man.
Yeah.
Got a chance to meet her one time. Now, you know, she was a director. And I went to the film premiere of Down in the Delta that she directed.
Mm.
And how I had that connection was because I worked for Rap-A-Lot, right?
Right.
And then they were distributed by Virgin New Tribe.
Right.
And Virgin did the soundtrack for Down in the Delta.
Oh, wow.
So I got a chance to go to the Beverly Hills.
Now did you get a chance? So first of all, I gotta say, man, you know what? I've been ripping and running, you know, birthday and everything. So yeah. I didn't get a chance to really know
Happy
that
birthday,
she was
good
looking out, man. I didn't know she was sick. I didn't know she was sick. And so I woke up like, whoa.
Well, I know she had canceled for an appearance, but I didn't know she was that ill.
Yeah. So rest in peace. You know, rest in peace.
Most definitely, man. You know, she's gonna be truly man.
I'm just wondering who's going to take her place. We need somebody to step up and take her place. Where you at, independent artists? Holla at us.
Yeah, because you know
you're
taking poets too.
This is
Indie Face Radio. Anything you got going on independent, we want to know about it. holler at 1-800-893-9562.
So one more again, our Facebook page is Indie Face Radio. Hit us up. I'm Mr. Corn Deezy, the 6'3 Gemini, doing it like I'm doing it for TV, along with the one and only
Terrible T, man, the man with the most. And you know I don't take no shh. I like to put that extra shh.
Big shout out to my man behind the glass, pushing those buttons, making everything go down. Big shout out to Troy, the actor, who's going to be featured on an upcoming show.
Most definitely, man. He's in the
Gotta
studio
get him in the
holding,
house, holding us down,
down.
That's
man.
What's
you know?
Up. So until next time, we'll holler at you when we holler at you. We see you when we see you. Be blessed. And, hey, this is Indie Face Radio Show.
And check out the Facebook page for the new show in June, man. New time, new slot, man. We're going to hit you with all that, man. So it's all good,
Peace.
Man.
Peace!